Now, the rise of streaming platforms like Netflix mean that we're all used to watching action series starring Hollywood A-listers that boast all the production quality of big-budget movies. Now, The Terminal List is the latest offering of that sort of thing. It tells the story of an American Navy SEAL commander whose mission goes fatally wrong.
Lieutenant Commander James Reese, can you outline the details of your mission?
They knew we were coming.
According to the audio logs, you went dark on comms roughly 4 mics in. Why?
That's not how it went down.
Sounds pretty good. Wenli Ma is the TV and film critic for news.com.au, a regular here on Breakfast. She's with me in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to see a human.
It's wild.
IRL, as they say. So on paper, this sounds pretty interesting, a paranoid conspiracy thriller. Who's in it? How does it stack up?
So it's got Chris Pratt and Constance Wu. It has Gene Triplehorn. It has this, you know, very starry cast that you expect to see headlining movies. Instead, you've got this 8-episode TV show. And then you've got people like Anton Fuqua behind the scenes, who's quite a prominent director, does a lot of action movies. So it sounds promising, but it's not. It's not. It's just another generic action thriller that could have been any other movie on Chris Pratt's resume, because he tends to make a lot of the same movies. He plays a lot of the same roles. So even when I saw the poster for it, and it's just, you know, very cool toned, and he's standing there looking serious and has like a gun, you're like, oh, I feel like I've seen this 17 times before. It's kind of weird. I mean, he plays this Navy SEAL and a mission goes wrong, and then all of a sudden he finds himself in the middle of this conspiracy where he thinks everyone from government, media, corporations are out to get him. He's right, they are out to get him. Otherwise, there wouldn't be 8 episodes.
I'll tell you a very weird fact. I've been in an Antoine Fuqua movie.
Really? Which one?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Wow, were you a newscaster?
I was the newsreader. Weirdly, in the situation where it was a story about like North Korean terrorists taking over the White House, and strangely enough, in the Situation Room, they were watching Channel 10 News.
Why wouldn't you be?
Anyway, also this week is Blackbird, which I've actually happened to have a look at because I interviewed Taron Egerton the other day, Rocket Man, of course. What are your thoughts? What's the story?
So it's based on a true crime story, which I can't believe I've never heard of this guy. It's a alleged serial killer named Larry Hoare. He was quite active, I think, in the 90s. They've only ever managed to pin one crime on him, but they think he's murdered something to 30 to 40 women over the years. And but the actual focus of the story is this, you know, fairly low-level drug dealer who came from a very privileged background, and he ends up in minimum security prison, and he's, you know, killing prison life as much as you can. He's wheeling and dealing, he's doing all of the stuff, and he is approached with this offer. Go and transfer into the maximum security prison, befriend a serial killer, alleged, elicit a confession from him, and find out where the bodies of the victims are, and you're on the clock. And then if you do all of that, we might let you out of your sentence early.
It's a super different role for Taron Egerton.
It is.
It's nothing like I've seen him before.
Yeah, because he's also really known for the Kingsman movies, which are also outlandish, over the top. And this is a very kind of restrained, quiet role. I think he's killing it.
And poor Walter Hauser as well. Normally a comedic actor, as far as I knew. He is in this and is totally terrifying.
He's absolutely terrifying. I think it just really goes in with the fact that, you know, you have this idea that he is responsible for a lot, well, his character is, for many, many more murders. And because you do have this conception of the roles that poor Walter Hauser normally plays, he was in like I, Tonya, Richard Jewell, and then he goes against type, and you think it's so much more chilling because you don't know what to expect.
So what do you reckon? What's your verdict?
I really like it. It's freaking me out, and I need to watch a comedy to cleanse my palate afterwards. So I think I watched an episode at 1 a.m. once. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need to put on some Girls 5 Ever after this.
Yeah, okay. That is very different indeed. What else should we be looking out for this week?
There's a drama called Moonhaven on AMC Plus. It is about a utopian society on the moon. Guess what? Utopia is not utopia. Shocking. A Dust Boot is coming back for the third season. It's the German World War II drama. And there is on the ABC Tonight, Looking Black, which is a one-off documentary special about Indigenous storytelling. at the ABC, and in a movie called New Tuesday, which is also in cinemas, but it hits Stan this week. It's a Kiwi comedy. It's about a couple in crisis, and they end up at this retreat with this Dionysian guru who's, you know, preaches free love, and obviously, you know, the title promises something. It's kind of weird because it's all in gibberish, and then the subtitles are translated by comedian Julia Davis.
Okay. I know you reviewed it a few months ago, but Borgen season 4.
How great.
So good.
How great.
And I think you undercooked it in your review. It's darker. It's grittier than the previous seasons.
Yeah, it is. And I think that reflects the world we're in now.
Yeah. I love her so much. Anyway. Wenli Mark, great to see you in person.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Wenli is the TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular here on Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.